You mean like sort of on the...
I guess I love you.
Tragedy struck.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
All right, guys, Tyler coming to you live from Gen Con 2019. And right now I'm with Rob Newton, the designer of Shuffle Grand Prix from Bicycle. Rob, how's your show going so far?
Oh, it's going great. We've been very busy here at the Bicycle booth, one demo to the next.
So you've played a lot of Shuffle Grand Prix tonight, then, today?
I think, without exaggeration, I've probably played this game 1,000 times. Not at just Gen Con, but in the lifetime of the game, I've probably played it about 1,000 times.
So, talk to me a little bit. I love the look of it. Like, it's very striking, fun colors, really cool design. But, like, what was your inspiration for? Are you a racing fan, or are you just a game fan, and that racing seemed like a fun thing to do? Or where'd it come from?
So, I actually started out as a video game developer, and I was working with a group of friends to make Shuffle Grand Prix as a video game. And we know we wanted to do something a little wackier, something like a kart racing game and as a deck building game. So you're collecting these cards and you're trying to do things during this game. I'm a software engineer as my day job, and so having a hobby where you're also coding is less than fun. So we actually, we parted ways very amicably, but it's just me now, and I transitioned into tabletop. So I took some of the things we learned there and some of the ideas and sort of paid it forward into the tabletop version of Shuffle Grand Prix.
Awesome. So for someone who's unfamiliar with it, what are they going to get out of a game of Shuffle Grand Prix?
So Shuffle Grand Prix is a very, well, it does depend on your crowd. If you play with a lot of people who are not adverse to take that and particularly spiteful, you're going to get a lot of fun out of it. If you play a more conservative game and you're trying to keep yourself safe, equip cards to add shields to yourself, or, you know, just basically make everyone stay away from you, you're still going to have a great time. But it's a very competitive game. It's a very interactive game. Yeah.
Fair enough. Who's your favorite driver? I've seen some pretty cool ones, but...
I mean, they're all my children.
Fair
enough. It's hard to pick a favorite. Although I love Noodle. Noodle is the cat driver that you can get in the game.
Fantastic. I mean, and then so how has been your partnership with Bicycle been? I know for most people it's like everyone's got a Bicycle deck of cards, but the sport game thing has been pretty new for them.
Yeah, no, so this is their first year. It's Wonderful and Shuffle Grand Prix are their first releases. And it's been great working with them so far. I was going to go to Kickstarter with Shuffle Grand Prix. Bicycle approached me and said, like, hey, this is a great game. We'd really like to talk to you about it. And the rest came from that. And lo and behold, I don't have to do my own Kickstarter, which is fantastic.
That's always a nice thing to have to do. What do you hope everyone gets out of the game? You obviously said it's for most all ages, about 8 and up.
Yeah, about 8 and up. I hope that everyone can walk away having a good time with the race. But I did load this game full of references, inside jokes, puns. The artwork itself has a lot of puns and, like, visual humor to it. I'm trying to sort of gain a lot of humor just from the game itself, the gameplay, and then also the humor in the cards. So while you're waiting for your turn, you could read the flavor text and see all these funny references.
So I know you told, like, there's definitely cards in there and drivers in there for the conservative player. There's also some for the take that kind of player. Uh-huh. Are there some ruined friendship cards in there?
There's nothing that's going to ruin your friendship, but it might test it.
Fair enough. So how long, if people want to get a copy of Shuffle Grand Prix, what do they need to do?
So right now, it is available at Gen Con, obviously. It is available online, and I heard a rumor, a very recent rumor, that it's going to be stocked in some Walmart stores as well, and going to local game stores.
Fantastic. If people want to find out more about Shuffle Grand Prix, what do they need to do?
So Bicycle Cards is the website. You can also go to shufflegrandprix.com, and it will redirect you to the Bicycle website, where you can get all the new information. There is a How to Play video up on Board Game Geek,
Fantastic. And then what's up for you? What's up next for you? You got some more plans for Shuffle Grand Prix or moving on to the next thing?
I also heard a rumor from myself that there are going to be some expansion characters in the works. I'm hoping to introduce some new characters, some new jokes, obviously, and some new mechanics to the game as it progresses.
Awesome. So we'll keep our eyes peeled for that. Rob, thanks so much for talking to us. I hope you have a great Gen Con.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you.
All right, guys. Tyler coming to you live from Gen Con 2019. I'm here with Eric Slauson, the designer of Tattoo Stories from Bicycle Games. Eric, how's your show going so far?
It is going quite well. People have been loving Tattoo Stories.
I have seen some really crazy drawings over there. So tell us, in a nutshell, what is it like to play Tattoo Stories?
Yeah, so Tattoo Stories basically puts you in the tattoo chair of somebody, a tattoo artist, and one player each round is going to be a customer who comes into the tattoo parlor, and they know they like a bunch of different stuff, but they don't know what the design should be. So that's your job. You have 3 minutes as the artist to mash all five of those things into one cohesive design. At the end of the 3 minutes, then the customer awards each of those individual five elements to the person who used it the most creatively in their design. So it's not really about like who drew the best thing. It's whose idea was the most clever for how they use that element.
So you don't just have to be able to draw. You got to be able to sell it.
Yes. It's part drawing, part storytelling, part pitching. It's like a lot of different party games rolling into one.
Fantastic. What brought you to making? What was your inspiration behind Tattoo Stories?
Well, I love tattoos and the culture behind tattoos and art in general. Like a lot of arts, like graffiti and all that kind of stuff. The found art aspect is really cool. Like you can just be walking down the street and see somebody with a cool tattoo, and you're like, oh, that's art. You know. So the appreciation for that art aspect, but also I wanted to make a game that allowed people a kind of a safe space to show some creativity. A lot of party games are, you know, like making a joke or something like that. You pick the funniest card or something like that. But this one, it works like multiple parts of your brain. You have to come up with the concept first, and then you have to draw it, and then you have to pitch it. And it's really rewarding when your thing gets picked or when people laugh at your tattoo idea. So
what's the strangest item that has to be incorporated, you think, in the box?
Strangest. Victorian wig is always really interesting, how people work that in. There's one card that says text written backwards so that it can be read in a mirror. That okay. One's interesting. People have to try to figure out how to write things backwards. There's all kinds of crazy stuff in there.
I mean, I saw earlier they were showing some drawings of people who had played the game here on the floor earlier. I definitely saw a starfish riding a skateboard with a martini glass, a banner, and some sunglasses. It looked fantastic.
Yes, yeah, that one, that's a real tattoo. That's the goal, is for somebody to play this game and then actually get a tattoo of something they drew in this game.
That would be fantastic. So if people are interested in picking up Tattoo Stories, it's a beautiful box, a beautiful-looking game. What do they need to do?
Yeah, so Tattoo Stories comes out in October. It'll be $25. It'll be available, I know, through online retailers, the Bicycle website, Amazon, things like that. Outside of that, I'm not quite sure where the retail side of things is going. But, yeah, definitely online in October. Like you said, the box is beautiful. Obviously, cards from Bicycle are really, really good. We've been putting the boards through, like, their paces all week, and they're, like, perfect. So everything just top to bottom, they did a great job with the production.
That's fantastic. So, like we were talking earlier, Bicycle, everyone has a deck of Bicycle cards, but, like, they're just now getting into board games. Like, what's your partnership with Bicycle been like?
It's incredible, like, being a part of like that much history, like nearly 200 years of history, and being the third game of them, like that's a little pressure and like trust that, you know, they're building this brand with one of your games. So it's been really cool in the booth. They have this game and then two other games, and they're all a little different, but they all have that like bring everybody together for some laugh and some fun. So.
Fantastic. I love it. So what's next to you? Are we looking for more stories to be added to tattoos in the future? Are you looking for something different?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always working, always hustling. I got a lot of other designs in the pipeline and stuff, so keep an eye out for my name on the BGG and whatnot. I know that Bicycle and I are talking about maybe doing some other things in the future, but... yeah, one thing at a time.
Awesome. Eric, well, best of luck to you. Everyone keep a lookout for Tattoo Stories coming this October. Man, have a great show. Thanks for talking to us.
You too. Thanks for having me.